Hi, my name is John Crouch. I'm a professional chef with an interest in Roman cooking, and today I've been at the Antonine Wall doing Roman cooking. I first became interested really moving to Cumbria, and with Hadrian's Wall part of the area there, and of course a strong Roman influence, became interested in Roman cooking, and then Vindolanda, they offered me to do their cooking at the museum, the military museum, and at Vindolanda. And I made contact there with the friends of, I think it is, of the Antonine Wall, so they invited me up for part of their festival. I did a cookery demonstration and a talk about the food, starting with the Celtic food and what the Romans found, and what the Romans introduced to this country, and the style and food that they enjoyed. And so we had a Roman soup, very thick, made with grains. The Romans, of course, ate what they could at that period, and quite up to present time, actually, you had to forage for a lot of your food. So it was a Roman soup with lentils and barley and root vegetables, thick enough to make Roman roads with, I think, but very tasty. The thing with Roman food, it is tasty if you had enough of it. And then we had a chicken and liver and onion casserole with buttered barley and a cabbage, Roman cabbage salad, and then a compote of early fruits, which is poached apples and pears in a mixture of white wine vinegar, a little bit of water, some mint and pepper and honey. The thing is, I collect a lot of the pots and dishes, sort of Romanesque. They're not original Roman finds, but they look the part. And then talk about the foods that they didn't have from the New World and the Far East, which changes considerably the look of the food, because there are no peppers, no chilies, no tomatoes. So it's basically Roman food comes out green, brown or sludge coloured. But as I say, tasty. I think some people were surprised with the flavour of it. Very simple food, of course, nothing was thrown away. So hence the liver in with the actual chicken. They improved vastly the agriculture in this country when they came. The farms produced far more, and of course there was the road infrastructure with the Romans. They could actually overproduce and sell it and spread it around the areas. And of course the actual soldiers that were on the Antonine Wall weren't just Roman Italians. They were from Syria, North Africa, France, Spain, Germany. And so each group of soldiers that came brought their own style of cooking and their own sort of cooking equipment. There's like tangines have been found on the Antonine Wall, which they think are to do with the sort of North African soldiers. But it would have been a hard... connected with the army was okay, you did get your food, but otherwise it would have been quite a hard life in those times, because not only the food but the clean water that you needed, everything had to be done by hand. The corn that was ground by hand would have taken hours to do it in the to make actual flour with it.